two or three of them was master's degrees, one of which, the graduate school where he is now, said that they would have to list him among the top 10% of all graduate students they'd ever had, and he was the top graduate student they had there right now. He's applying for a teaching job, and apparently hasn't found one. Well, the oddity of the whole doggone thing, he had gone to school over here several years ago.
Wow.
And Marcellus School over Florence. It's a Tennessee Tech graduate school right now.
Right, God.
Mathematics and chemistry.
That's really something for TPI to tell somebody that he's the top 10% of all the graduate students they've ever had.
That's
because
right.
They're strictly a math and chemistry oriented school.
Elite. And I told them, I said, well,
we got a good start out here, sir.
I wanted the child started the school to me, but it's difficult for me to read what his thesis was written on. It was something way out. But I thought it was just unusually odd, the number of real quality applications.
Well, you know, that's going to get worse, because these people who graduate now, they can't find a job teaching, they go back to graduate school, and in two or three years they'll finish graduate school and there'll be a master's degree out of work instead of a bachelor's degree out of work.
See, that was three of those 10 or 11 applications were for master's degree people.
Well, I know they were thrilled to get your call over there, because that placement office is just embarrassed to death. The people coming over there placing, you know, folders with them, and they've got stacks of places they can't put anybody in.
No telling. Just like I told that boy a while ago, a fellow called me last night about him. Dr. Russ will call me today about him, and he calls me tonight about a job. And he said, I guess you've heard of him. I said, I certainly have. I can't use him. No, I can't. I don't have an opening. He still wanted to come down. I said, well, great. I'll let anyone come down and talk. There's nothing, no promise for anything. I don't know how many people have been by over here applying for jobs, and I refer the one at the superintendent's office, because really, technically, he will do the hiring for this coming year. Mm-hmm. Everywhere except over here, that he won't hire me over here, because there won't be any vacancies until I take office.
Mm.
Well, selfish.
You'll create the vacancy.
I'll take care of the situation
mm-hmm.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some vacancies over here, but not until after I take office.
Oh, that's a nice, smooth way to handle it now. I mean, you've got to... How many teachers do you have over there?
23. I'm a little selfish. I have a child who will be here. I have put 14 hard years in over there.
Well, that's also a real important thing, that you're better qualified to select, you know, the faculty temperament and everything, and you can get somebody that's not going to be a big conflicting element or something.
I know the faculty, and I know the students, and I know the parents. A lot of the parents, I have given their diploma also. You
mm-hmm.
see, 14 years, some of the second generations up in the fourth, fifth grades, fifth
yeah.
grades.
Yeah.
Some of the mothers that graduated the first year I was here, have
that's
children
right.
in the fifth grade now.
You gotta look after them.
Oh yeah,
that's
you
right.
look after the second generation.
Yeah. Well, let me see, keep y'all too long tonight. What about different kinds of bread? What do you call, there's homemade bread and there's what?
Loaf bread.
Okay. What about bread that's made out of other type of breads that are made out of flour?
Say whole wheat bread.
Okay. What about you use flour, you can make rolls or?
Yeah, I say rolls and, you can make loaves yourself then.
Okay. You can make biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about bread that's made out of cornmeal?
I just call it cornbread.
Okay. You ever have any crackling bread?
Yes, sir. That's
good.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. What about the little cakes that are about so round and flat and you pour syrup over them in the morning?
Pancakes.
Okay. And what is it that, other than bacon,